As Stevie Wonder made his way to the stage at the Staples Center, the crowd inside First AME's main sanctuary stood and cheered. A hush fell over the room as the iconic artist sat at the piano.
This is a moment that I wished that I didn't live to see come.
Another moment that propelled these Michael Jackson fans to their feet was Reverend Al Sharpton's eulogy. When he placed the entertainer's career in a racial context, the activist from New York City seemed to say what this audience was aching to hear.
I want his three children to know, wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. It was strange what your daddy had to deal with.
Applause and cheers thundered through the sanctuary, as if the king of pop himself had moonwalked to the pulpit. After the memorial ended, 45-year-old Monique Cooper said, tabloid reports about Jackson's cosmetic surgeries had never really interested her.
They don't talk about any other entertainers changing their looks. They made a big deal out of that because basically Michael Jackson has done what no other entertainer in this world has done. He broke barriers. He crossed the line. He crossed over and he brought about unity among everybody. He didn't care if you were black or white.
Cooper, a hairstylist, said she's been to many Michael Jackson concerts over the years. She felt the church was an appropriate place to observe his memorial on five giant flat-screen TVs. First AME is L.A.'s oldest African-American congregation. Michael Jackson made a surprise visit to children at its Sunday school about 5 years ago. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.
You mean so much to us, especially you.